Packers have just traded up to the number 48 slot, which means the Packers are on the clock right now. New Orleans made a pick. It's in. It hasn't been announced. The Packers then made a trade with the Indianapolis Colts. Green Bay is on the clock right now. We'll look for the details of the trade and see if this pick comes in while we're here on the broadcast. But this just coming in, the Green Bay Packers have made a deal. They have moved up. Hey, guys, we talked about this last night. Bill kind of poked fun at us last night for reading between the lines. Remember, Ted in his post-draft press conference last night said, well, we have two picks coming up on Friday night unless we do a trade or something like that. And our ears perked up, you know, and what does he do? He makes a trade, Marcus.
Yeah, I know. I think I actually have that sound right here, if I remember correctly.
Tomorrow we'll have picked twice unless we do some trades or something. And
there you go. 48 overall.
Huh? Well, so does that mean that they're guaranteed of either Jaron Reed or Andrew Billings, a defensive tackle? Who are the Saints going to take here right before them? Their pick is in. It's about to be announced. And maybe that'll have some impact on who the Packers pick.
Well, we'll find out who they're going to take. We know that they're going to get the guy they like, right, or the guy that they wanted. But that's kind of interesting. Ted trades up to the 48th pick with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll try to get the details of that. And we'll see if they make the selection while we're here chatting with you. In the meantime, we will take a break, and then we'll come back to Lambeau Field here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Discover one of the most rewarding golf destinations in the Upper Midwest, Sweetgrass Golf Club, ranked in the top 11 of Golf Week's best courses you can play in Michigan. After golfing AT, treat yourself to a relaxing massage and some time in the steam room. The all-new Drift Spa at the Island Resort and Casino opens mid-May. Now booking stay-and-play packages. Visit SweetgrassGolfClub.com or call 877-ISL-GREEN.
That means anything.
Welcome back to Lambeau Field Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. The Green Bay Packers are on the clock after making a trade with the Indianapolis Colts. We're trying to get the details of that. Haven't gotten anything from the media staff here at Lambeau Field, and nothing's been updated as well. What we do know, though, this could be interesting, and this could still change. They've already changed the logo. If you go online and go to a draft tracker, like I'm following the draft tracker on CBSSports.com, they've put the Green Bay Packers logo at number 48 and taken the Indianapolis Colts' logo off, but they have not removed the Packers logo at 57. So I don't know if that 57th overall pick, the Packers' original pick in the second round, is involved with this yet, because they have not changed that logo, but they did move put the Green Bay Packers logo up at number 48 and remove the Indianapolis Colts. So we're looking for details on this trade with Green Bay and Indianapolis. And Marcus, what did you say?
I got some details here. Rob Domofsky, ESPN, just tweeted out the Packers have given up number 57 and number 125 to move up to number 48 in round two. So that would be their fourth round pick. Obviously, you can't trade the compensatory, so that's your second pick at 57, and then your fourth pick at 125 to move up to number 48 here.
All right, their pick is in, too, now, so we're going to await the announcement of the pick by the Green Bay Packers, but their pick is in, and I guess we'll find out here. Do we get an opportunity to maybe modify our picks that we did here?
Jaron Reed.
20
I'm going
minutes
Jaron
ago.
Reed.
Well, it jumped right ahead of the Bears here, so that's really interesting to watch, because you wonder, are the Packers looking to get somebody that they think Chicago wanted, you know?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Maybe it is going to be a defensive tackle like Jaron Reed. I would be all on board with that, by the way, because we have had a run on defensive tackles here. Austin Johnson went to Tennessee at number 43.
Right.
Jihad Ward went to the Raiders at number 44. And then A'shaun Robinson went to the Lions at number 46. So we've had three tackles in about five picks come off the board here. So it'll be interesting to see.
O-line, huh? Okay.
O-line, Jason Spriggs, the tackle out of Indiana. So I'm going to take half credit. I'm going to get half credit for our picks. I had said Cody Whitehair, the guard out of Kansas State, but they take the big tackle out of Indiana. And, Marcus, your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, Jason Spriggs, a guy, left tackle possibly, senior from Indiana. He's got the size. He's long. He's athletic. And it makes sense because so many expiring contracts on the O-line. David Bakhtiari, final year of his rookie deal. TJ Lang, Josh Sitton, J.C. Treader's expiring contract. So it makes sense, but, I mean, to move up here in the second round at number 48 overall, I was expecting probably linebacker, but, hey, Ted Thompson knows better than I, and Jason Spriggs is the guy.
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprising pick, to be honest with you. Again, for all the reasons that you mentioned, Marcus, with what's going on with the Packers' offensive line, I would have loved defensive line here again, but I don't have a problem with the offensive side of the football. And again, for everything that you mentioned, it's to me really not a surprising pick that they went on the offensive line. Bill, your thoughts?
Well, I guess I can't really say I'm surprised. This is a guy that was projected to be a high second-round pick. I think he may have actually slipped a little bit. He's, you know, after Conklin, I think the best Big Ten offensive lineman in the draft. And the Packers obviously like him, A. Plus, you know, look, they're being real about the situation that's at hand, right? You know, there's three guys with expiring contracts coming up, and will they be able to keep them all? Who knows? But they bring in another big kid. He's 6'6". Actually, the bio that the Packers handed out lists him at 6'7", 305. Indiana kid from Elkhart, Indiana, went to the University of Indiana. It's a according to CBS Sports, they'd say he fits what they want to do with the position. He is a great athlete.
Yeah.
And
4.94 in the 40-yard dash for a guy who goes 6'6", 301.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Those long strides right there.
Yeah.
That's taking up some yardage with each step. Started all 12 games at left tackle as a sophomore. Was an honorable mention all Big Ten coaches and media selection in 2013 after his sophomore year. Played in 11 games as a junior. Made 10 starts at left tackle. Allowed just two sacks and almost 700 snaps. Honorable mention all Big Ten in 2014 as a senior in 2015. Allowed just two sacks and 475 pass attempts. At left tackle, finished with 75 knockdowns and a team-high 1,074 snaps. Started all 13 games at right guard as a senior. So has versatility, has played both tackle and guard, and Packers love guys like that. They can play multiple positions.
Yeah, and I did see some stuff floating around the Internet earlier that the Packers had long-term plans maybe of moving David Bakhtiari inside to guard. And you look at the body type for Jason Spriggs, that guy is a tackle, and there's no doubt about it. When you're 6'6", 301, you're a left tackle. That's what you are. So maybe that does factor in. David Bakhtiari maybe looking, you know, long-term at being either Josh Sitton or TJ Lang's replacement on the interior of the line.
Well, let's get a little more info. What do the guys at CBS Sports think about Jason Spriggs?
Jason Spriggs, tackle, Indiana. Spriggs was a four-year starter at left tackle, missing only one game due to injury. He was charged with just two sacks allowed last season while being named second-team All-Big Ten. A former tight end, Spriggs is quick at the snap and gets to the second level with ease. He is probably best suited for a team with a zone-blocking scheme.
Well, a few years ago, that might have fit the Green Bay Packers a little bit more with the zone blocking. They do some of it, but it's not the, I don't know if you'd call that the primary blocking scheme now.
No, they mix it up a little bit. You know, I think I think too much is made out of that, quite frankly. Today's game takes mobile offensive linemen with the way they like to move them around, and he certainly seems to be that, even though he is a big man, too, at 6'7", 305 pounds. Versatility, though, is the key.
All right, so that is the pick with the Green Bay Packers. Jason Spriggs, the tackle out of Indiana. We will, yes.
No word on how long his arms are, though. We'll have to find out. Seems
course,
to be quite important.
Of course, well, to some people, because that was an issue with Kenny Clark last night, right? So what we'll do here is we'll step aside. We'll get back to the CBS Sports Radio coverage of the draft. We'll find out what the Packers are going to do here. We may only step away for a couple of minutes, but we're going to find out what they're going to do, and then we'll be coming back with more info on Jason Spriggs. Once again, Marcus, why don't you give us the trade details with the Packers and the Colts?
All right, the Packers gave up their fourth-round pick at 125, their seventh-round pick. That was just added, by the way. So a fourth-round pick and a seventh-round pick to move up nine spots to number 48 to get Indiana offensive tackle Jason Spriggs.
All right, there you go. So that's the story now. We'll be back shortly, I'm sure, once we find out who's coming down to talk about Jason Spriggs.
Back at Lambeau Field, Bill and Rookie with you on our 2016 NFL draft coverage. The Packers moved up from 57th to 48th with a trade to the Indianapolis Colts. They also gave the Colts their fourth-round pick. Number 125. And as we learned, their seventh-round pick as well to jump up nine spots and select Jason Spriggs, offensive tackle from Indiana University, 6'7", 305. And we'll hear from the Packers Director of Player Personnel, Brian Gutekunst. He'll be down here in the Packer Auditorium in just a moment as we await his arrival to tell us how this whole thing went down and what they think about the newest Packer, Jason Spriggs.
Yeah, so the Green Bay Packers will not have a seventh-round draft pick tomorrow. They will have their final pick will be tomorrow with the 200th pick. Barring any other moves, but I don't see, you know, them getting a seventh-round pick back, let's say.
Now, in the meantime, the Bears backed up again down to 56. They were right behind the Packers after that trade, but they bumped down again, and the Texans, the Seattle Seahawks moved up and took Jaron Reed, the defensive tackle, out of Alabama. So the Bears dropping down and getting a couple more later-round draft picks, too. They now have three fourth-round picks after making a move here this afternoon, two sixth-round picks also. So wheeling and dealing, I guess, is probably the story of this second round so far. We've seen a lot of different trades.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm just kind of scrolling down through the rounds still to come. And just, for instance, in the sixth round, things have shifted in the sixth round alone. There's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, like 17 picks in the sixth round have been affected by trades. So this goes to show you that there has been a lot of wheeling and dealing. You know, the second round is a fun round to be involved in because there are still a lot of names that you recognize that have been talked about from the first round. It almost feels like another first round going on. That's about to end here before too long, but let's go to the podium.
We had a chance to take Jason Spriggs, move up and take him. Player that we really like quite a bit, very athletic. I think he can play all over the line, and we're excited to get him.
Staying play all over the line, do you see him eventually settling in at left tackle? Where's his best spot?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I mean, you know, he hasn't played a snap yet, but he'll compete with our guys, and we'll see kind of how it shakes out.
So besides versatility, what particularly impressed you about him?
Like I said, very athletic, ran really fast, benched a lot. He was down at the Senior Bowl. I thought he handled himself very, very well. It's a good big guy draft, and we were able to add two of them. So, I think that was kind of a goal of ours.
Hey, Brian, was this a guy that you maybe even could consider in 27?
Yeah. I mean, we liked him a lot, so, yeah, certainly.
Brian, were you trying to move up for a little while to get him, or was the time just right and you struck now?
Yeah, I think the time was just right. We field calls, throughout and have conversations up, down, everything. And as it fell, the timing was right.
Brian, are you more apt to look at guys who play a couple of positions in college versus a guy who's been just one spot for 4 years? Is there more value in that team?
Versatility always helps. The more you can do, but I don't think each individual player is different that way. This guy, his athleticism is what stands out more than anything.
Does that height lend his skill set more to the outside, though?
This guy, like I said, this guy can bend. Certainly you'd rather have your tackles, significant height, but I don't think it would prevent him from playing inside.
Brian, he started 4 years.
Yeah, I think he got stronger. He certainly was able to add weight. But this guy, he started about 53, 54 games, somewhere in that range, maybe 48. But he started all 4 years. I think he missed one game in his career. I think he got a little bit stronger. The athleticism was always there. His ability to, cover speed on the edge. But I think that the strength thing is what really progressed.
In theory, he's got a year to get some
seasoning behind your line. What does what does he need to do during the year to get to where he needs to get to, you think?
Well, I think it's like all, you know, rookies that come in. They got to learn the playbook. They got to adjust to life in the NFL, the speed of the game. There's a lot to adjust to. So I think he's no different than any other young player coming in. You know, both the guys we took are pretty young. I think Jason's 21, and obviously Kenny was 20. So they're young players, but they've handled themselves, you know, very well throughout their college careers.